feet. Now, I wonder, have you ever come a cropper with a ladder? Bank holidays, traditionally big times for DIY. So ahead of this weekend, the Ladder Association has a warning. They found that 80% of the ladders you can buy in the shops fail basic safety requirements. A lab in Soham helped them carry out this research. Jason Carlton is head of strategic engagement at the Ladder Association. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning.
And John Darby is general manager at the Test and Research Centre in Soham. Hi, John.
Good morning, Dottie.
So what exactly have you found, Jason, at the Ladder Association?
Well, let me start with a quick introduction. We're the not-for-profit industry body dedicated to promoting the safe use of ladders. The report that you're referring to is a specific report on telescopic ladders, and there are safe telescopic ladders available. But as you've alluded to, over 80% of the samples tested failed to meet basic safety requirements. Pardon me. And of this, over half had been marked and sold as being compliant when they clearly weren't.
Okay. John, who's the poor soul at your office who gets sent to the top of these ladders that then break?
Well, luckily not in the Test and Research Centre, we use quite a lot of equipment to test these ladders in accordance with British and European standards. So we don't actually have to go up and climb them, bearing in mind some of these things can be quite long.
Yeah, what kind of tests do you put a telescopic ladder through?
So there's a British and European standard that's known as BSEN 131 Part 6.
And I know it well.
Within it, there are lots of tests that we have to do in terms of static strength tests. So we'll hang weights off the product and see how far it deflects. We'll look at the design of the product and see, you know, if it meets the requirements for things like, you know, are there safety catches that work? And then there's overall strength tests that we hang very large weights off and see if the product breaks, sort of up to 260, 270 kilos.
It must be really worrying, Jason, if so many ladders being sold in shops are failing these tests.
Well, let's put this into context. As I said before, there are safe telescopic ladders available. The report highlighted some main issues. These products are all imported. We do know that there are good and bad products out there. But rogue suppliers can change their company and the product names to evade authorities. And that means that there is a risk that this could mislead consumers.
Okay, so suppose I need a ladder. I don't, but let's imagine that I do. How can I make sure that I get a good one?
Okay, well, at the Ladder Association, our first priority is to make sure that people are safe when they're using ladders. So what we're asking for out of the report is some increased awareness around the issues so that trading standards and consumer groups. We do feel it's important that consumers understand how to stay safe when they're using telescopic ladders, both online and in store. So I've got some safety tips, really. First of all, visit the website, ladderassociation.org.uk, and read the report. You can also find some other guidance there to download. We recommend that you take some time, do a bit of research before you buy. Read the reviews. Now, that's a great way to find out about the product from other consumers. And Dottie, you might find it funny to hear a Yorkshireman saying don't buy on price alone, but don't. if it looks too good to be true, it probably is. Price shouldn't be your only factor when you're considering what to buy. But if you're in doubt, talk to your nearest Ladder Association member. They're here to help.
Okay, so buy cheap, buy twice, or possibly buy cheap and end up with a broken arm or something worse. John, what else do you test at your research centre? I'm fascinated.
We're an independent specialist focused on non-powered access equipment, so things like step ladders, extension ladders, aluminium scaffold towers, things like that.
Right. Non-powered. What's a powered access equipment? Is that like a lift?
Yeah, things like scissor lifts and mobile elevating work platforms, MUPEs and things. We don't get attached to those.
So many words here. I have no idea what they mean. Would a cherry picker be a powered access
thing? Yes, that's it. That's the one.
Okay. Okay. Well, fascinating to talk to both of you. Thank you very much. It's no joke, really, because people can have horrible accidents involving ladders. My own father-in-law had a bad thing happen with a ladder in the last 18 months or so. And I know someone else who fitted a ladder incorrectly and it just collapsed underneath him. The first time I saw the video, it made me gasp. It was one of the most extraordinary videos that I'd ever seen involving someone that I actually know. You were listening there to John Darby, the General Manager for the Test and Research Centre in Soham, and Jason Carlton, Head of Strategic Engagement at the Ladder Association.
On the BBC Sounds app, on your smart speaker,
play BBC Radio Cambridgeshire,
and on your radio.
The sound of Cambridgeshire is
BBC Radio Cambridgeshire.
With the latest BBC